Jenny, here we are at the Weir Archer Academy at King's Meadow Stadium, something that you and Dave founded pretty much as a legacy from London 2012. How is the academy blossoming?
Well, in the first year, I couldn't believe how many people turned up, and we didn't have enough chairs to cater for them, which I was a bit disappointed with. But over the last 2 years, it's just blossomed and blossomed, and we've got quite a few athletes now on the international circuit, junior and senior. I couldn't be more happier than that, and Dave's really proud that, you know, that we've achieved this. We set ourselves some goals and we've achieved the goals. I know I set myself some targets and I've achieved them. And it's just lovely seeing all the kids and all the older athletes, like, training together at times, you know. It's a nice atmosphere. It's a good feeling, a good buzz about the group, and I love it.
You must be proud as well, the number of people that train at King's Meadow that are now heading over to Rio.
Oh, absolutely proud. Proud as punch. I mean, there's Davey going off, Mo's going off, Mickey's going off, and we've got a young girl called Abby who throws the club. She's a part of the club. So that's four representing us. And then I've got another athlete in Canada that I've been working with, and a Portuguese athlete. So there's six athletes that are sort of are involved in the club as such, you know. So they come over and train with us, and then they sort of go back home and do training over there. But no, the athletes here and the athletes that are coming through is amazing, you know. I just hope it, you know, all the hard work they put in for the 4 years, it will go ahead, because I certainly would be disappointed for them. You know, the hours that I've spent with them in, you know, cold, rain, snow, sleet, sunshine. You know, those 4 years have been hard, and they put in some serious work, and I will be really disappointed for them, and I'll be disappointed, you know, as well. It'd be nice to let them go and achieve their goals.
You have produced a legacy from London 2012, but looking at the Paralympics as a whole, do you think it's actually moved on from 2012, or in fact taken a step back?
Dave and I thought it had moved on, but I'm looking at it now and I think it's taken a little step back. There's still a little dividing wall there. You know, they're talking about Brazil now that it might not happen, and it'd be a shame. I think from the day one that it was announced, I think people were thinking, well, is it going to happen or isn't it? You know, and I look at it now, okay, we've just got through the main Olympics, the able body Olympics, and that seems to have gone okay. There's been one or two hiccups there. But now, with the crisis we've got with the Paralympics lot starting in the next couple of weeks, what's going to happen?
From what I understand, it's not just the funding issue, although that's a thing that's come to the fore at the moment. I believe the accommodation isn't actually set up for the Paralympics.
Just heard tonight some of the rooms aren't, you know, been set up purely for the disabled boys, and heard that the transport could be going and the food could be going. So I said, you know, I am disappointed if that happens. You know, where's the money going to come from?
As you said, it is the hopes and dreams of all Paralympians, and of course all future Paralympians as well. They could see effectively their hopes and dreams in tatters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you talk to any of these guys that train day in, day out, there's one thing on their mind is to go to the Olympic Games. And, you know, I look at David. David's coming up to his last Olympics, and you know, he wants to go, he wants to be a part of it, but he would be really bitterly disappointed if it didn't happen. And I know half these guys here would be. Dave wants to go out in a bang. He'd like to get a medal from Rio, whether it would go silver or bronze, but a medal would be lovely. Same as all these other guys, but, you know, they're putting some serious work in 4 years. That disappears. There's going to be a lot of disappointments all round.
Let's look at the positives. Rio, hopefully David comes back with some medals, and certainly the others you mentioned will get some very good experience if they don't end up medalling. But looking ahead, can the Paralympics bounce back from something like this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will bounce back, you know, and it's come a long way from day one. And, you know, London, everyone still talks about London, that it was the best ever. I mean, I've gone with David on trips abroad to meetings where the stadium's been half empty. And one of the fears he had was going into London with a half empty stadium. But then he was told it was a sellout. The expression on his face was amazing. And he said when he went into that stadium and just looked around and heard the roar, he was so pleased. And he phoned me up and said, it's amazing. The atmosphere is absolutely amazing, electric. And he said, you know, I'm going to love this London, you know. And I won't forget London, you know. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that won't forget London. You know, people in the park come up and talk to us when he's training that, and they say, London was excellent. We didn't know what Paralympics was till you had them in London, and seeing you guys train in the park, we now realise what you do and how hard you work and what goes into the Paralympics, you know, the swimming, the cycling and everything else. And I made a point of going out when I was in London and going around the stadium when there was a break and talking to the families that they were and the children, and I used to ask them what did they enjoy about the Paralympics, and the kids were absolutely mesmerised by the swimmers. How can they swim with no arms? They're awesome. You know, I wouldn't mind trying that. So, yeah, you know, the people in London were sort of blown away by what was going on and how these could achieve things. You know, it was, I think it was a big eye-opener for a lot of people.
What now for you?
Oh, I don't know yet. obviously, I'd love to retire, but this lot won't let me. You know, for me and Dave at the moment, it's getting through London. And then we got sort of Chicago coming up, the marathon, and one or two other things. We got there's a World Championships in London next year, which I think he will do the track, but he's now going to start concentrating on marathons. I've still got the other guys I've got to consider, you know, what their future is and where they're going to go. So I'll probably still be here in another year's time.
You're too good to retire, Jenny, too good.
Yeah, thanks for that, Natalie. I appreciate those words. But, you know, I'm not getting any younger. I'm going older.